And we're here, ladies and gentlemen, NPR Radio with Los Lonely Boys. I am Henry. You're hanging with Henry in the hour.
And you're rocking with Ringo G.
And you're jamming with JoJo.
And we are Los Lonely Boys. We're here to talk about our new record, Rock Bongo, that just hit the
We had an interview set up with this band, Los Lonely Boys, and when I got to the studio, they were, well, already interviewing each other. And their style is actually as freewheeling as their music. Just to give you a bit of background, this band is made up of three brothers, Henry, JoJo, and Ringo Garza. And it has always been hard to give them a label. They are country, they're soul, blues, hip-hop, certainly a whole lot of Texas. It all blends together into a sound that has won the band a Grammy and also a whole lot of fans. They are, as you can hear, eager to talk about their new album, Rock Pongo. That's a Spanglish word that translates roughly into rock party.
So is that a fair way to describe you guys? A lot of adjectives that could be applied to the music, but no
That's
one
great.
That sticks?
We like to say Texican rock and roll.
Texican.
It's a mixture of everything that we've been influenced by. When you ask us, people have always asked us, well, what do you classify your music? Is it pop? Is it hip-hop? Is it rock? Is it... And if we do got to consider it anything, we coin it our own word and call it Texican rock.
It's like
and roll.
A business card. It's an easy way to go, like, here's what it is.
Texican. What kind of music did you guys listen to growing up?
Well, this is JoJo. We grew up listening to all kinds of music. First and foremost, our father was our biggest influence, and he showed us all kinds of music. Of course, his music, as well as the music of a lot of the greats, and like Elvis Presley, the Beatles. We knew about Chuck Berry and Fats Domino. We learned about Creedence Clearwater, Three Dog Night. I mean, it just kept going on and on. Is that Van Halen? What is that ring?
Waylon Jennings.
Oh, Willie Nelson and Willie. He was holding up something looked like Van Halen symbol or something.
And you guys have golfed with Willie Nelson, if I'm not mistaken. Is that? That's quite an image.
Yeah. This is Henry. This is Henry. And yes, man, any chance we can, we golf with Willie, man. He's just a person you want to be around at all times, man. He's much like our dad in the way that we feel when we're around him, man, because my dad has always been like the lost outlaw, the missing outlaw to Willie and Waylon and Kris Kristofferson and those guys.
Uh-huh.
You guys brought up the Beatles as an influence when you were growing up, and I want to cue up one of the tracks from the new album, 16 Monkeys, because I feel like you hear the Beatles in the beginning of it.
Wow, that's cool, cool. Man. Yeah, this is Henry, but most definitely it has that,
kind of old school vibe to it.
Old school Beatles kind of deal.
Certain like 60s or kind of psychedelic kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I'm the tax man. Yeah, well, so there's definitely some Beatles influence in there. And Ringo was born with the name Ringo. Our dad gave him that name at birth, so it's really interesting and amazing to see that he actually became a drummer.
It is really weird.
Me and little brother were sipping chocolate bubbles, wearing underwear over our pants. A blanket cape, we're like Batman and Robin saving the day. Trying to get the Batmobile back to the cave. I really should have listened to what Mama had said. Instead, I fell down and broke my arm. 16 monkeys on a chuck wagon rolling down the road.
The three of you, I believe, met my colleague, correspondent John Burnett, when he came to interview you a few years ago in your auto body shop, the Texican Chop Shop. And Henry, he described you as the ponytailed oldest brother lead guitarist wearing a sleeveless work shirt with your name written across it and smoking a Camel. Is that still accurate?
That's still me, brother. I mean, that's me at the shop. That's not me out here on public radio or on the stage, but...
What is it about the shop? I mean, it sounds like that place is very special to you guys. I mean, you just like being around cars? Is it an escape for you? Or?
This is JoJo. It's both. It's both that and all that, man. I mean, we really enjoy cars, and we just really like to bring them cars back to life. And that was something that we we really tried to get into there with the shop. And
that's our motto. The motto of the shop is bringing rides to life.
Well, you guys have a lot of love for cars. I want to play one of the other songs from the album, Love in My Veins.
Feels like December, baby.
Talk me through this if you can.
This song was written in the studio.
Yeah, man, this is Henry, and we'd never played the song before ever. It just came out when we were tracking, and it's just talking about how you gotta have that love in your veins, you know? It's the biggest drug addiction, and you can't get enough of it.
Channeling Santana a little bit in this song? I feel like there's that influence there.
You know, when we're recording, you know, I think we all try to channel our heroes and teachers, man. And
sure.
I definitely am trying to tap into some Jimi Hendrix, some Carlos Santana, Stevie Ray. And
Henry has, but this is Ringo, Henry's always been able to, when we were younger and practicing at home, we could tell Henry, hey, play like Stevie Ray Vaughan. And for a minute, he'd be playing like Stevie, and then we'd say, all right, play like Santana, you know, and then
wow.
He would start playing like Santana. He's always had the ability to
musical
to,
parrot.
He's like a musical parrot.
Henry, you're the oldest brother. You're the guitarist, but as the oldest of the three, talk a little bit if you can about how you guys got to where you are, because I've read that you guys have spoken about you wouldn't be here without going through some very hard times and making it through together. What were some of those hard times?
Well, I mean, growing up, just being Mexican-American in America is not always the easiest thing, you know. So that's really how it began, just being born Mexican-American. And not just that, but we had our own personal experiences, you know. One big experience for myself and the whole family was when I lost a son to SIDS when I was 18 years old.
Son infant death syndrome.
It laid a big impact upon our whole family I think it gave us a lot more strength and appreciation towards life and each other even more. And the music on top of that just got even more real and more sincere. Just like when I played a note, I was actually crying behind that note.
Jojo, you're the bass player. You also do a lot of singing, and I want to ask you about. You had a real health scare last year.
Yeah, I actually did, man. It was a vocal cord problem that I had, and while we were recording in these sessions, it was like, I didn't sound the same. My voice was staying constantly raspy and stuff, and so we were, you know, we all got concerned. The doctor, you know, said, "Hey, man, you know, you can keep going on tour, or if you want to prolong the career, you know, now's a good time to really stop and take a big rest and to chill out." And just basically turned out to be nothing, which is really, really a beautiful blessing, you know, friend. I thank God every day, and I thank my family and all the friends and the fans that were involved in prayers and sending lots of love this way.
I mean, the three of you are brothers, and you certainly have this blood harmony in your three voices. It wouldn't be the same with just two. I mean, were any of you worried that this was sort of the end? I mean, when Jojo, you found out about it?
I was personally.
All three of us were scared off our behinds, man.
Well, I was not able to talk, so I was like going like, I don't think I'm ever going to talk again, much less sing. So
we were crying, dude. And then when we had to go back and listen to the tracks that we had already previously just recorded for Rock Bongo, and listening to JoJo's voice then, and just imagining if that was the last time you're ever going to hear your brother sing, I could cry right now.
I could cry right now. Just like, man,
it scared the bejesus out of us.
Is there a song on the album where you guys listen and just say, "There's JoJo, thank God"?
Smile.
All of them, actually.
Yeah, all of them. But Smile, when I listened to it, brother, I mean, that when we tracked that song, I just cried my eyes out because my brother had put so much love and heart into this song he wrote. When we played it, it just hit me. And every time I listen to it, I think about that moment. And I think about his smile, man. And
I see miles of happiness in yours, baby.
Just that's why we love this new record so much, because we went through a lot to get it done, and we can actually hear it and feel it. You know, Rock Bongo is not just a rock party, man. It's our life.
That's the new CD from the band Los Lonely Boys, Rock Bango. Henry, Jojo, and Ringo Garza, three brothers, make up the band, and the album debuted last week. Thank you guys for taking the time to be here.
Thank you, David. God bless you, y'all, man. And remember, that's the bottom line, because Los Lonely Boys said so.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen will be back next week. I'm David Greene.